Hi, Joe.
Yes, Tim.
Yes, Joe.
Hey, I've been out in Colorado working on a big addition out there.
Okay.
And we've got a radiant heat floor system we put in.
Yes.
It's called a Rinnai.
Yes.
Boiler type thing.
Okay, yes.
And this goes outside and through the whole house. Outside part, of course, is under a concrete, like an apron, driveway stuff. But the part I'm asking you about is under a 3/4 inch OSB. And they're wanting to put a solid 3/4 inch Australian cypress on top of that.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that radiant heat is going to affect that wood.
No, actually, it's for a long time there had been a little bit of a conflict of the information between the radiant floor industry and the hardwood industry. So these two industries kind of got together over the past 2 years, and they did some extensive testing, and they finally came to grips with a set of specifications that you can put hardwood flooring down over radiant heating, but you've got to do a number of things. And I would highly recommend that you contact the Radiant Panel Association and the two hardwood flooring associations. There's, I think, the National Hardwood Flooring Association and Hardwood Manufacturers, Hardwood Flooring Manufacturers Association, okay?
All right.
These are both on my website, at my premium website. I've got links to these associations, and I'm telling you, you will readily and quickly find what those specifications are. One of the ones I can tell you right now is, this is really critical, is it's the width. One factor is it's the width of the boards, the width of the finished flooring.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to exceed a certain width. In other words, they highly recommend that you stay with something like down in the 2 to 3 inch range.
Yeah, these are 3 inch.
Okay, because some of them, like some hardwood flooring, like the big random width, you know, oak flooring, you know how some of those boards can be like 6-7 inches wide?
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea in radiant flooring.
Okay.
You know, radiant heating. So, so just once you find out what those specs are, and also another really critical one is you've got to get that stuff in the house, and it's got to acclimate, I think, for a significantly longer time than normal hardwood flooring.
Okay.
You know, which means you can't, and when they say acclimate, they mean acclimate. They mean bring it in, break it apart from the bundles, spread it out, you know, and stick it. You know what stick it means, where you put pieces of lath between it?
Right.
So that you've actually got this stuff on the OSB, on the radiant flooring, you know, just kind of getting comfortable so that it knows what it's, you know, what it's going to be up against.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really, because sometimes these guys say they acclimate the wood. Well, you've seen how hardwood flooring comes. It comes all bundled up.
Yeah.
And they don't even break.
It's sitting there already.
They don't even break the bundles apart. You know, you've got to let that face grain of the wood get acclimated to this house.
Okay.
Not, they think just getting the end grain is enough, and it's not. You've got to break that bundle apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so air can get into those things. All right, anything else?
Well, one thing, I don't know if you would have an opinion on this, but that PEX tubing that's under the floor.
Yes.
Is 3/4 inch away, and the joists are 16 inches apart, and the floor should be nailed more than every 16 inches, I believe. And is there nails that are short enough that they're not going to go through and hit that?
Yes, there are. And that's all those specs are on that website.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to be really careful about that.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
All righty.
All right, Joe. See you later, pal.
All righty. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.